everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. Relax show. We're going to look at Friends footage because France is in a revolution. There are race riots right now, the beginning of a race war. And it's like it is always in France. People get excited. People say, oh my God, this time it is so much more than last time. But France never falls. So it's like I'm kind of black-pilled on these protests. I don't think they will lead to very much except destruction, just grinding at the system, making it less viable, and causing general anarchy and losses of money and increase of insurance prices and loss of property. So basically it's also race riots in the sense that property is getting destroyed. And so in a sense, it is really the minorities taking over France, making it more costly for those who benefit from the system, the classical French person who may own a home, who may own a car. And you have these people in these riots, they own nothing, and they're not happy. Contrary to what Klaus Schwab had predicted for them, they own nothing and they are not happy. It's a mentality of renters. They survive in France because they have a job, they can rent, but they are just keeping afloat. They are not accumulating property. And so there's a fundamental difference between the parts of the population that benefit from having property and the part of the population that wants to see it destroyed so that no one owns anything. The world ain't ready. I don't know if this is some AI-generated photo or if it's a true teaser, but this appears to be tweeted by Tate News. And it is Andrew Tate sitting in front of Tucker Carlson. Is this a joke? Is this a fake edit? I don't know. But someone was speculating, if this is AI, I'm not believing anything anymore. Will we have a Andrew Tate, Tucker Carlson interview? That would be very fun. That would be absolutely fantastic. I'd love to see this. I'd be there to watch it. And yes, both have no socks. Is that some way of Tucker to respect a Muslim tradition of some kind? I think there's something with Muslims and feet. Did he wash his feet before sitting there? I don't know. To the Tide reports a statement by Eric Zemmour. Eric Zemmour on the riots in France. We are in the early stages of a civil war. It's an ethnic war. We can see clearly that it's a race war. We see what forces are involved. We need someone determined and firm. The problem, above all, is the number. And someone completed his sentence to say the number of immigrants. I told you guys, that Zemmour is a truly based Jew. He is a Jew who, unlike the Jews of America, who consider themselves a kind of foreign power intervening on a Gentile power, Zemmour is a kind of very special type of Jewish person who has integrated French nationalism as his highest value. And he really thinks like a French nationalist. Now, some people were saying, JF, why would you be enthusiastic about Zemmour? He's going to turn to be a subversive if he has power. I don't have any evidence. Well, the evidence that I have is that Eric Zemmour has always stood for a true sense of French people as white people, as European. And he understands his position as a Jew in France is to be benefiting and to be kind of a small minority in a world that is largely French and traditional European. Puzim says, Zemmour is cool, seems like a nice guy. He's into swinger clubs, though. What is a swinger club? I don't even know what that is. Thank you to good username. Yesterday, he sent a $10 super chat just at the end of the show. He said, thanks, JF. Great show. Well, thanks to you. And if you would like to support the show, you can use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. You also have two other options. If you don't want to add a payment method in your Odyssey account, you have a link to Cointree and Entropy in the description below. A woman protecting her unconscious boyfriend gets knocked out. Very interesting play here on the racial aspect of race, of head knocking while on the floor. So here we have, interestingly, a white female protecting her black boyfriend from the behavior of other blacks who are looking to kick him in the head while he's unconscious.
Get up!
With this shit, nigga.
Get up!
You ain't even right. Fuck with no bitches, nigga. Come on now, nigga.
Get the fuck
out! Stop playing me, nigga. Hey, it's real.
Oh, and here she pays the price of having tried to intervene in black culture. It seems that in black culture, you do not protect the unconscious guy on the ground. You may get knocked out for protecting him.
DC Films, man. This nigga knocked his bitch out, too. Damn. It's over with.
Well. There is a different lifestyle for this girl that may spare us the physical aggression. Shrig Mamel sends a super chat. He says, hey, Jeff, my father just had a discussion with me about mass dating. He said that I will be happier without children than having an estranged child that I won't be able to see. He's very upset at my one-night stands. I told him there's infinite calculations of red flags dating women. Yeah, I mean, if you are compelled by this argument, sure, go ahead and don't do these one-night stands. But let me tell you, and it's not like I told you you should get one-night stands. I told you it's better than nothing. And his argument right now to you is that it's worse than nothing. Listen, it all depends on how your brain is capable of processing it. If you're capable of telling you, okay, right now I'm scraping the bottoms of the drawer because that's what's available to me. And I will accept the consequences of my gambit. The consequences are, yes, I may be estranged from a child. But you may also end up being a father that the crack whore that you fuck won't be able to care for. So it may be the path to be a father right now in society to fuck a crack whore. So all of this to say, if you accept this gambit and you understand the consequences, the counseling of your father is absolutely irrelevant. You will not convince the boomer generation. It's not even worth talking to them. They come from a different world. And I actually made a tweet that addresses precisely this a couple of days ago. older. I'm going to try to search for the tweet. Older men, 35-50, that I had said in that tweet. I wrote in that tweet, there are a lot of older men, 35 to 50, who simply do not know the realities of the dating world in the current 18 to 27 years old female generation. You'll hear from these guys a white-pilled view of the dating world, which they have acquired dating previous generations of women. They simply have not confronted the post-truth generation that was raised in wokish/woke environments of the 2000-2023 schools and daycare centers from birth, taking the bus from single mother households. The opinion of these males is simply invalid and should be completely discarded because they do not know the levels of psychiatric issues, delusionality, and crack whoring and twerking behaviors that have been induced in the current generation of reproductive females through years of liberal indoctrination. Another important factor that influences these men's naive approach to the current dating game is that many of them are now fathers to a daughter. They fundamentally look at the dating world from a female perspective, not one that can be useful to you as a male. This puts them in a situation where they will follow their own daughter into her delusions as they feel they acquire some status toward her by being the fashionable parent who can let his thoughts be influenced by her. TLDR, very bad advice out there. So I made this tweet a couple of days ago, but it perfectly addresses your father situation. My father hasn't been this upset with me in 10 years. Yeah, and I would simply not update him. If you continue on that route, that is just your thing. It doesn't have to bother him. He doesn't have to develop anxiety about it. And so there's no purpose for you to update him about this, because the fact is most people just cannot take the full cognitive expression of the game. The fact that if we don't send our incels fuck the crack whores at the bottom of society, they won't fuck anyone. And most people are just unable to process this. They're not able to face this truth. And that the crack whore size of the population is growing relatively every generation for the last 80 years. Your father doesn't know this. Your father was presented with a world in which there is a lot of good quality to pick from. It's available, and they're not degenerates. Shrink Mamel says he is really worried as he spent 10 years in family court to get 50% custody of my brother and I. Well, look. I understand. And that is why your discussion of this with him will trigger his PTSD. But his PTSD is not good counseling for you necessarily. If you are on your way, Shrig Mamel, to have a quality female who wants to marry you, who wants to have 10 babies with you, then it would be stupid of you to be having those one-night stands. But if you're down at the point where you tried the 20-year-old, you tried the 29-year-old, you tried the 25-year-old, and you realize that perhaps there will be a time at which you have a stable family, but perhaps that time is in 10 years from now, and you wonder what to do with your time right now, what to do with your time, your strategy, your best strategy might be to fuck these low-level women who are so lost in life that they may actually give you the baby and try to collect 3 or 4 of them so you have your own single father family. Or just hope that they take the baby, but they fight very hard for it and you just abandon them. You find a way so that they don't hurt your progression in life and your progression toward a family. Look, I've never told you this is the path to take, but I've always told you there is a horizon of possibilities for you, and I won't deny that this is one of them. You can decide to fuck the bottom, and it's a sneaky fucker strategy that has been keeping monkeys alive forever, and it can keep you alive too and your genes alive. It is something that is respectable. It is a viable niche of the human dating spectrum. I won't be here deceiving everyone that you can all score, this little Christian blonde girl who wants a husband and who wants to have 5 kids with him. You may not be able to score this. It's getting rarer and rarer. And so in a society that goes toward the bottom, in the society that goes for the polygamous sewer strategy, you need to become a fish of the sewer and you need to, new guy says, lol, fuck the bottom. That is it. There's always a bottom. And if the bottom expands, and I claim that we are in an expansion of the bottom for about 100 years, maybe more. In that we have relieved the pressure on the low-level characteristics. We have relieved the evolutionary pressure on monogamy. We have liberated the woman. And as a consequence, we are developing an Africanized mode of dating in the current society. And it's going to be that. I mean, you know, the chains of twerking woman, you may have to put your dick in this. Shrig Mamel says, I know I've made the decision to fuck the bar whores. It's how chads get the girls. Yeah, so, I mean, given that you're young, I don't see anything more constructive that you can do. I mean, we tried with some high-class females. You scored quality females and young ones also. They don't want to have babies. So it's like, I have... Your father doesn't have this concern. Your father is expressing his own trauma from a world where he didn't expect this to happen. But you're different. You've seen your father go through it. I've been here informing you that this is very much what will happen to you. Your children are going to get kidnapped. But in that game, not everything is... It's not over. It's not over. You can spend your time productively of the next 10 years rather than just be like the virgin waiting for his moment. You can actually produce. And all of these one-night stands, they give you a shot as you have proven yourself. You've just impregnated a female in a one-night stand. Will probably turn in abortion. Sucks, but do that 10 times and you have a baby, my friend. Raised Fist says, Shrink Mamel, you are not supposed to apply JF's advices in real life. They are just fun theories to discuss. No, I love that Shrink Mamel is taking it in the real life, because I know that a lot of you guys are watching me as a hobbyist. You're kind of listening to JF the Speculator, and you're like, oh, it's fun to think that some guys might do this. But no, I live like this. I lived like this at some moments of my life. And what did it escalate to? It escalates to me having some babies with very low quality women. They've been kidnapped. Okay. But eventually finding women that were increasing in quality and that end up not kidnapping my babies. So, no, it is not a joke. I've confronted the current world of dating. I pulled the best I could out of it. And that is what I'm trying to direct people toward. You have to scrape the bottom, scrape the crumbles at the bottom of the drawer. You have to make the best out of a very shitty situation. And I wouldn't worry about your father. But most importantly, my policy about parents... I never inform my parents, never inform my mother about unstable relationships. My mother gets a call when I marry a woman, when I impregnated and a baby is going to be born, and when that woman divorces me. Those are the three only information that come out when these crack whores go to get fucked in Montreal or get fucked in by some African downtown. My mother doesn't get updated about this. When these women start leaving the home, start harassing me, start abusing me, start yelling at me, start kidnapping my children, my mother doesn't get updated on this. Because we are good people. I believe you are a good person, Shrink Mamel. My family are good people. I'm a good person. Good person cannot handle the state of the current dating world. It's to condemn them to constant everyday anxiety to be informing them about your life. Now, I'm capable of handling it. I've decided that I was playing the game to get reproductive success. That I was willing to go through that anxiety, that I was willing to take it in and go through it. But your father doesn't have to know. I wouldn't inform your father about it. New guy says, my mother never shuts up about your damned love life, JF. Well, there you go. You're having your mother watch my show? What is the problem, bro? You have to get distanciated emotionally from your mother. You cannot watch Papa JF with your mom. Go Away says, I'm the same as JF. I don't tell my mom about my dating life, but now she thinks I'm gay. Let her think that. If she thinks that, it's probably because she's enjoying the ID. Twitter has started blocking unregistered users. So a big historical moment here because Twitter has always been publicly accessible. Now, it's still accessible through embeds. I can still share a link on Telegram and Discord, and someone who is not logged into Twitter will see the post. But Twitter has decided that you can no more click the link and, while not being logged in, see the tweet. It's an interesting take. Probably Elon Musk trying to cut on the extra to simplify the stack, as you would say. Simplify what needs to be served to keep Twitter alive. And also probably encouraging people to subscribe to Twitter, to sign up and have a login. Go ahead, Elon. But I always love the idea of... what I say on Twitter is a public good. You know, people can see it even if they're not logged into Twitter. But how many people is that at this point? Pearly Things says, this is what I mean. This is so ridiculous. She married the same guy that stole the mic from Taylor Swift and said George Bush doesn't care about black people on TV. Woman claimed they marry a guy not knowing who he is, but they do. They just want to play victim later. That is so true. A woman, when she has the impression that you were of high quality and suddenly you take some political positions that are basically necessary to your job. You know, Kanye is on a direction. It has a niche for it. He is a creator. He's influencing the world. And he decided to go in that direction. But woman cannot understand this. Woman just understand the cash flow of your bank account. That's the only language they speak.
You okay?
Not okay.
It's so different than the person that I married.
I just can't.
That's who I loved, and that's who I remember. I'll do anything to get that person back.
You okay?
Not.
Yeah, the thing is, it is the same guy. You just don't understand genius. I've had these moments with women. I've had a woman in 2017, and she knew me as a guy employed at the grocery store. And I was like telling her, look, when I launch, I've been working on my YouTube career for many years. When I launch it to go full cash, full monetization, and this was before Warski Live, before Kraut. So I was a small YouTuber, but I was telling her, if I just push a button, I can become an e-celeb that makes a lot of cash out of it. I just need to activate certain levers. And she was like, oh, cool. You know, she was seeing it from the perspective of, oh, you're going to be big. Yeah, we're going to have money. But the minute she understood that this meant being an intellectual in the public space. This meant I would have it pieces against me. This meant that her little woman friends would tell her, oh my God, he said these things and he did these things. And when they understand, they don't like the mechanistic behind. They just want the glory. They want the social glory at the front. They want the finance flow. But they don't want to learn just you have to work in the shit to be making this money. You have to manipulate dangerous stuff, explosive IDs. They don't want to know about what you do during the day. And as soon as they know it, they're the ones dropping you. And she caused our separation. So there are women who just can't handle the true output of the creativity they want in the men, but they just want the easy creativity. They don't want the work behind it. New guy says they want the reward, not the work. Yeah, which is, so the ideal is to not talk about your job to your female, but that can lead to a situation where she thinks that you're hiding stuff from her. And for a public personality, it's the one thing, it's the one job where if you don't talk to her about it, there are still going to be friends of hers that come to talk to her about it. Schizophrenia risk genes are the source of human uniqueness. Someone sent me this and was asking about what I think about it. Schizophrenia risk genes are unique to the human species and are what make us unique in our behavior and mental abilities. No other species has these risk genes to a comparable extent, including primates and, most importantly, including fellow hominids, such as Neanderthals and Denisovans. Homo erectus went extinct too long ago for any DNA sample to survive, but if we had one sample of erectus DNA, it is likely that all the major questions of human evolution could be solved. But we do not have even one sample, nor can we, as DNA lasts at most 50,000 years. Yes, I've been there's various expressions of this theory. I've seen that schizophrenia was the sacrifice that humans had to do to acquire language. And I think something like this must be true, that we needed a cognitive brain, we needed a social brain. And by evolving the social brain, we had to evolve a sense of, oh, well, I'm a speaker, I say this. Oh, you know, yesterday I talked about the cardboard in front of every woman, the things you display, the things that you care about, the things that you care what other could think about my cardboard. This cardboard, it's kind of the theory of mind. It's a virtual construct we hold in our brain that I am a person, you are a person, there's another person there, this person thinks this about this. To be able to navigate the social world, we needed virtual constructs of phrases, of images in our mind, of sentences in our mind. We needed a lot of creative generation ability. And part of the trade-off when you open up that door is probably, well, there's also a risk that you won't have the connections to differentiate between falsehood and truth in this network of social construct you've established. So I agree that there must be something like this that's true. Microscopic bag, smaller than a grain of salt, sells for $63,750. A microscopic handbag. So you have to have a microscope to see the fine aspects of the bag. It is meant to imitate a Louis Vuitton luxury bag, but look at how big it is. It fits within one line of your fingerprint. Okay, that is kind of ridiculous. That is way too small of a bag. Toxic wildfire smoke blankets 10 states as Independence Day weekend begins. So the fires in Canada continue to blow toxic pollution toward the U.S. There were some people speculating. They were saying it's poison. It's not wildfires. It's intentional poisoning of the population. But they don't have evidence. So I tend to believe, unless some evidence is shown, I will tend to believe that there are actual wildfires generating this smoke. Court rules in favor of designer who refuses to make wedding websites for gay couples. It's a setback for LGBTQ plus rights and another win for religious plaintiffs. So we had a redo, basically, of the whole bake the cake bigot controversy. And in this case, it's a website designer who says, I don't do wedding websites for gay couples. And we have a similar decision here. He has the right not to lend his artistic talent to what he considers to be not marriage. Go away, says JF. How is the smoke from wildfires toxic, though? Well, smoke is always toxic. New guy says, isn't the smoke just from wood, though? Where's the toxicity? Bro, smoke of anything is toxic because smoke is a disorganized chemical reaction in which atoms of oxygen combine at random with random chains of carbon, nitrogen, hydrogen, and oxygen. What it leads, basically, any fire of anything leads to a diversity of molecules that's in the range of the many thousands or tens of thousands. So you have C2H3, C7O3H2. C7O3H4. You have basically the whole combinations that nature can do. So when you breathe smoke, and that's true also for cigarettes, that's why they are toxic. You breathe all sorts of molecular arrangements of organic chemistry that are made possible by just atoms of oxygen combining from the air with the biological substance. And because out of 10,000 molecules, of course, there's going to be one that's carcinogenic, you end up having cancer. DK Shadow says volatile compounds. Exactly. Although volatile compounds, I don't know if this applies only to burned stuff. I believe that volatile compounds include other substances than also. Including what's in the smoke. The cost of bravado, why Trump defends to the audio tape, could come at a cost. I noted that the only cognizable defense would be bravado, an admission that Trump was exaggerating, but that the document was not what he claimed. Trump has now adopted that defense in an interview with Semaphore and with ABC News. The problem is that bravado can come at a cost. On the audio tape, Trump is apparently motioning to material on his desk and tells the two interviewers, I'll show you an example. He said that I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't it amazing? So basically, the defense that he's pulling is Trump was bragging that he had confidential material, top secret material, but it wasn't real. Which is, it's kind of realistic. I can believe this of Trump. I can totally see Trump use a classified marking and kind of make me believe that something is classified just to demonstrate his power. That is totally within the character of Trump. So I think it's a wonderful defense. I think it works. It could work with a jury also. The SEC has said that spot Bitcoin ETF filings are inadequate. Breaking news, SEC says that spot Bitcoin ETF filings are inadequate. Very bearish from the US regulator. So we had a lot of excitement around these potential ETF funds developing for Bitcoin. That would mean a lot of normies buying Bitcoin through the stock market. What it seems that the SEC is decided to make this very hard. And I think they take some technical issues with the filings. I don't know if the filings will be possible with some correction, I hope. But for now, what this means is that the enthusiasm around Bitcoin ETFs coming, perhaps not in America, perhaps not right now. Ana Gutierrez-Reed transferred a small bag of cocaine after returning from police interview on day of Rust fatal shooting, court documents say. So this is the armorer that has led Alec Baldwin to kill someone. And they have withdrawn the charges against Alec Baldwin. And if they did so, it's probably because they have some details that there was more responsibility to be put on this girl than there is for Alec Baldwin. And so that's bizarre. So she was interrogated by the police, and somehow, after the police interview, transferred a small bag of cocaine. Was it her cocaine? Was it to hide it potentially from a seizure of the police? Or was it just that she was nervous that day and she needed some cocaine release? But in any case, it may indicate that she may have been on drugs. She may have been a drug addict, and that doesn't look good for her. She may be responsible out of carelessness of the handling of the bullets on that day. Man sentenced to 7 years in prison for sucker punching the 12-year-old boy dancing on the street corner. People will remember this video. A totally just uncalled for aggression. 7 years in prison for the guy who comes to knock this guy. So he was trying to work on his isolation dancing. I would say that the waving of the body is not up to par yet, but he's a 12-year-old, so I guess, you know, you have to start somewhere. If you look at, normally you're supposed to feel the movement of the hand, flexing each of the articulation in order and in synchronization with the movement of this hand. But you can see that, I'm seeing his hand here. I'm not seeing the wave start in the finger. I haven't seen the wave in the knuckles. I haven't seen the wave in the wrist. Now he's going through the elbow. Now that's the desert of flexing. There's not going to be flexing. So I'm already missing three articulation on your isolation dancing, bro. And now look at this. Instead of making the move that would carry the wave of his body, he jumps from the elbow to the shoulder, and it's really like the shoulder is imposing the movement on his hand. That is not how you pop. That is not how you pop. And see, little wave here basically reaches only the elbow, and then he straightens his body. That is okay, but certainly not enough. Right now. And here, attempt at isolation with a head movement, stabilization of the hand in a straight position. The pop was properly coordinated with the boom. So here there was an echo movement that was properly performed, but at the same time his concentration is being affected by this car stopping. So this guy who knocked the dancer, 7 years in prison for this attack. I think it's fair. I think we should give these big punishment for, especially for random stuff where there's no question of self-defense here. It was really aggression for the pleasure of it. Silver Spider says, JF, can you demonstrate these moves so we know what you mean? I'm not a super dancer. I'm a dance critique. I can try. I mean, maybe I can put his beat. I'm not a good dancer. There will probably be more critique of my own movements than is. But let's try. It's very hard to do on a chair on top of it. No, I can't. I am merely a dance critique, guys. Unthinkable. Biden acts surprised after Supreme Court strikes down student loan relief. Reacting to today's Supreme Court decision striking down his illegal student loan vote-buying scheme, President Biden tweeted, "Unthinkable. This fight isn't over. I'll have more to announce when I address the nation this afternoon." Well, we all knew it was a fraud. We all knew this wouldn't stand. It was per executive power being used to reward his people, reward his voters. And it is now undone. And the people who were promised reimbursements, they now have to pay again. I love it. Go Away says, "Jeff, what they don't want you to know is that many safety staff, including the armorer, were not allowed on set due to COVID restrictions as it was an indoor set. Usually, armorer would check all guns before handing them to actor. COVID measures killed the DP." Ah, that is a viable explanation. I didn't know about this, but if that's the case, yes. I mean, when you fuck up society, when you fuck up everything that we have been relying on as a society, you lose a lot of things, and you're going to kill people along the way. You know, there are so many things that rely on a single worker being at the right place, being let to do his job properly. And people don't realize how much intervention from the top is fucking up our economy. All right, so let's get started. Let's get started on the France riot. I wanted to make a review of the current situation. Basically, in France, there is a massive riots happening. France is burning. The big cities are under assault by racial minorities who are benefiting from the kind of Black Lives Matter style of story that is happening right now in France because a teenager was shot by the police. But I believe that the kind of event we are seeing is not ideologically linked that much to the single guy that was shot. I think they were waiting for a moment to pop off, but this kind of violence and destruction has been a yearly thing in France that happens, yes, in the summer. And they were just waiting for a trigger to make it bigger. And the trigger came as this young 17-year-old gets shot by the police, dies. And I love this montage. I don't know what is fiction and what is reality in this, but it feels edited. It feels like someone has added Star Wars laser to the video. But whatever that is, I don't know if it's something that was faked, something that was CGI'd onto real video. But it's very well done. I mean, you feel it's certainly not. There's no weapon that does this, right? In current weapon availability out of France. Joel Surratt says, "Yeah, JF, this the Star Wars laser SFX." Okay, well, I don't know how they did it, but it's well integrated to the smoke. It feels real. France deploys armored military vehicles to combat nationwide riots.
Oh, tiens, ce fils de pute! Tiens, ce fils de pute! Il les allume comment? Tiens, par Allah!
So, the guy here, who appears to be from a racial minority, is commenting, hey, you're lighting up people on your way. Like, you're shooting people on your way. I don't know if they are shooting with perhaps rubber bullets, but he was accusing the police of just driving around and shooting people at random. We have a lot of theft events. This guy is stealing a whole bunch of toilet paper, apparently, along with the electronic lift, the motorized electrical lift that carries all this stuff. So I don't know, that seems to be toilet paper. That could be something like cup of soup or whatever. The guy is just driving in the streets with this. Building on fire in Metz. That is a massive fire that was started. Hundreds of institutional buildings are burning. Police quarters, that kind of stuff. Libraries, that kind of center has been lit up on fire. So, lots of destruction of the public property of France. Fires started at random in the streets. Those are massive fires that are producing a lot of smoke. DK Shadow says theory, but mostly not revolution. Exactly, it's theory. Look at the next morning after, just the leftover of the fires across the whole city. I mean, it's the whole sky of the city that is covered in flames generated by in smoke generated by these fires. This was I don't know which city it was. David Bernstein says those are Roman candles, a type of firework, not laser effects. Oh, okay, so they would be real. Wow. So I mean, it's possible if the fireworks are meant to create that kind of sound and that kind of look. Fascinating. I didn't know. It's good to know. Thank you for letting me know. Super Channel says, take my magic beans. Do you think Ukrainian woman will be an option due to the war? The longer it goes on, the more women available. I think that there will be very few. I think they will definitely be adding to the market. And when you add to the market, more offer, that leaves space for lower price, and therefore you may acquire a Ukrainian woman or a woman that got her mail taken by a Ukrainian woman. So whenever this kind of event happens, a disbalance in the sexes, it's good. It's good for the other sex when there are more members of their opposite sex. That being said, there is the possibility that there will be. They come from a very corrupt, very low-level, high-criminality country. And that might mean you will be dealing with a female who has pre-evolved to fuck you up in ways that you can't even conceive of as a Western European. So you have to be careful for this. Ukrainian values are not the same as Western European values, and you know, there was this Eastern European girl with a fat guy on TV, and it was clear to anyone of the audience that she was with him for the green card. And at some point, she basically says it to him, and he starts crying. You have to be careful. They may be, yes, DK Shadow, they are born sleeper agents. They can wreck your life. They will wreck your life. They will wreck your heart, and they will use you to whatever end they want. But sometimes among that use, sometimes a window of opportunity opens for baby making. But yeah, males are dying in Ukraine because they've been selected by force to stay there and defend. And the women have been immigrating or staying in Ukraine. So the overall mathematical aspect is relatively positive for the males outside of this group. Callum Oxworth says, did you see the video of the rioters cutting down a CCTV pole and hits all three of them? Yes, I have it somewhere in my notes, but since you send the link, it's pretty funny. We can watch it now. The guy cuts... look at the sparks. I mean, this is some professional protesting. I mean, the guy is seeing more spark than my father. My father was a soldier, was a welder, you know, and... he saw a lot of spark in his life. He had a mask, you know, kind of masks that is fully metal and you only have a small window of highly tinted glass. So my father has been working at the heart of spikes like this, but that is a massive amount of spark. You're chopping something quickly when you have that much spark. Now look at this. A guy is there. Three guys. What are they thinking? Have they not ever done some chainsaw work? I mean, even the randomness of it. three people out of 360 degrees. It's almost a miracle that you can catch three people with the same tree or the same lamppost. Someone says, wow, JF's dad was working class. Absolutely. My dad was just a welder. He escalated his company and eventually became kind of manager, kind of relatively high position. But he was always a working class, of course. He was making pipes for water. So they were in the industry that produced these pipes for cities so that cities can send water and sewers to people. Yeah, and my mother is a secretary. She's now retired. For the government. And so, yes, I've been having two working parents. I'm certainly not born in privilege. Of course, in 2023, they now want to call privilege having good parents who love you. That I did have. I did have this privilege, you know, of having good parents who were financially sound, just okay to live. But certainly not. I'm certainly not part of the elite classes. I wouldn't, for example, have made it to Duke University if it wasn't that I got hired there at the postdoc level. If I had to pay these scholar fees at the undergrad or graduate level, forget it. I wouldn't be able to afford this kind of thing. Now, when you go as a postdoc, you're kind of an employee of the lab, and so that's viable because you don't have to pay scholarly fees. Here we have them grinding on a jewelry store, trying to open the door. So there's one commenting, oh, it's too dangerous, voila. voila means it's too dangerous. It's kind of an exclamation mark. But it's a very, it's not super French. It's kind of a minority type of speech. All right, so they have opened a lot of stores, have sacked them, looted them. France is getting destroyed, says Clown World. That appears to be a whole building, or I don't know, maybe yes, a building. Waterway, it says, sends $5. Thank you so much. He says, is this France's George Floyd moment? It is. But you have to understand that France is different than America. France has a very revolutionary undertone to political conversation. Revolution is not a taboo in France. It is kind of a taboo. Politically, you go nowhere in America if you are siding with the revolution. In France, it is an everyday subject of conversation. People will remind themselves of, oh yeah, you remember when we cut these heads from the aristocrats? Maybe we should do a little more of this, you know? French people constantly talk about killing people and killing the elite. It is something that you'll hear even in high-class context with rich French people, with highly cultured or educated French people, whereas in America, you're going to consider this as a taboo expression of low-level violence. So because of this, there is a revolutionary tradition in France of supporting, of kind of hypocritically supporting the violence, saying nothing about it, not wanting it to stop. There's much more support for what we see, for anarchy in general, than you would have in America. In America, you still have the sense of law and order. In France, law and order is the taboo. Because the French imaginary is obsessed with the idea that collaboration with law and order is the greatest sin. They have acquired this with memetics around their collaboration with the Nazis in World War II, but it has developed in you don't tool someone, you don't call the police, you don't complain that you've been the victim of a crime. Those are very much French values right now. So a George Floyd moment in France is very different from a George Floyd moment in America because there is hidden dark support for a lot of what you're seeing right now. I'm not saying that the French people are okay with their stuff being broken, but I'm saying the French people fundamentally sees the police as a third party, a third hostile party. They may have some problems with the riots. They're going to say, all right, the rioters have been bugging my life. I hate them. But they're going to have much more trouble with the police. And the police, they're like at the lowest level of respect in France. So that's how it works. That's how the cultural thing differs. And that's how it can lead to a much more political friction and much more impact on the society. So here we have a live video. So there's been riots everywhere, followed by live stream all night, and it is still the night as we speak there. Police reinforcements heading to Lyon, France. That was maybe today. The reinforcements in tanks. So people were noting a very interesting note on this today. You got the coverage of the Prigozhin civil war against Putin. But the Prigozhin civil war against Putin there's a handful of explosions that have been involved, maybe a couple of shootings here and there. But that is it. And it was covered as a civil war. How is it that if I go on CNN right now, I don't see that France is in a civil war? It's because the parties that are at war in France is the racial minority of the country, which is very much supported by leftists and by leftist media. And so they won't cover it as a civil war. But, I mean, they have basically more explosion, more destruction than you've seen done by Prigozhin or anything like this. And yet they were like, oh my God, Russia is about to fall. If Russia was about to fall because some private general of a mercenary army shot maybe one plane with maybe one member of the Russian army, what is this? This is a country that's completely fallen. This is a country in ruin. Liberal France gave them refuge. People are talking about how there is a lot of the Middle Eastern population of France that is participating to these riots. Hundreds of buildings like this have been burnt in France in the last few days. All right, what else do we have? Zemmour on the riots. We are in the early stages of a civil war. That's obvious. It's an ethnic war. We can see clearly that it's a race war. We see what forces are involved. We need someone determined and firm. The problem, above all, is the number. Absolutely proper analysis here by Eric Zemmour. France has fallen to African migrants and is now an Islamic caliphate. When I told you, you know, young people in France can very well be armed with AK-47s or the likes, even if the laws are probably stating you can't have this. So I don't know if they were shooting at something in the sky or if it was just a display. But yes, this exists. Rioters have been posting videos of themselves torching buildings and infrastructure. All right, so absolute destruction being seeded. Snipers. I don't know. Is that a guy posing as a sniper? And is that a guy from the police? Or is that a guy from the rioters? In any case, he seems very intent on displaying his sniper skills as part of this revolt. I don't know. I have no clue what is the context for the sniper. There is literally a race war happening in France right now, and the media is totally ignoring it for some reason. Cars reverted. We have thousands of cars that were completely destroyed, put on fire. We have a lot of cases of theft of massive vehicles to destroy further.
Where?
So here, a massive truck being used to destroy some institution. I don't know what it was. Maybe a shopping center, or maybe some governmental office of some kind. Moses says, I feel ashamed as this as a European. Well, you're going to have to get used to this because I believe we're seeing the beginning. There will be waves of this popping up as we tolerate more of it and we continue the policies that have led to so many people being hostile to our society, within our society. So I think you should expect much more. Zoidberg sends $25. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, this was always the intention of mass third world immigration, bringing in solely fighting age males, the physical destruction of our societies. Expect to see this scenario unfold in every white nation in the coming years. I fully agree with this analysis. Perhaps years is quite quick, but certainly decades. I would expect most white nations to turn a little bit like this. I mean, this could be a video game, how they're bumping onto burning cars. It's like, where do you get to see scenes like this other than in a video game? So much crap to drive through. This appears to be a police truck, but maybe it's been a police truck that was stolen. I don't know. But in any case, making its way through the cars on fires. More footage of the race riot here.
Wait!
So Louis Vuitton, I believe, is that what's written on top?
Only butter.
Yes, Louis Vuitton, I don't even care about these things, but kind of a maker of clothes or handbags, that kind of stuff. Very high class handbags. Everyone wearing masks, so they will not be recognized on video. France is falling in utter chaos. Someone just drove a truck into a shopping center and is looting the store. Another truck, but apparently a car manufacturer, a very high-priced car. What looks like, what is it? Maybe a Porsche or whatever that is. It is it is reminiscent to me of scenes of the Joker. You know how the low part of the population in the Joker movie, they're like, oh my God, the Joker has killed the TV host. We're all following him in a revolution. And they were cheering in the very same way. When the Joker rises and he puts blood on his side cheeks, we have a super chat by Mark D's channel. Thank you so much. He says, salut JF, thanks for the show. So this is what a civilization failing looks like. God help us all. Yeah, I look at this and I can't help but think, you know, what did it look like when there were no weapons, no guns, no explosion, no fuel? but you would have the falling of a society like the Roman Empire. How many scenes like this will we never get a record of? Because there were no cameras, there were no explosions, there was nothing to report. But maybe there's many civilizations where these events have happened again and again. Video recorded in a North Paris banlieue, heavily populated by Muslims. And they are going to all these stores and accumulating electronics and devices of all kind. All right. Fascinating images of the events. The balance of 3 days of riot in the country formerly known as France. 1,900 burning cars, 500 burning buildings of state and local institutions, 250 police officers injured. And here we appear to have another angle, maybe. That is a different lamppost being put down. This one with a vehicle. Apparently a vehicle just ramming into the lamppost. But I don't know what kind of vehicle is this. Is this a car or is this maybe a lift? It looks like it may be a lift based on the forks here. Oh no, maybe there were no forks. Maybe it was just an optic illusion. All right. What else do we have? Paris is the new Bakhmut. Look at the morning filming of a post-riot moment. DK Shadow says it's like a video from Ukraine. Yes, but based on the rap, I would say high likelihood that it was indeed a true French video. France has fallen, says Ami Mech. Police are unable to control the migrant and left-wing riots taking place across the country. French media has surrendered and cannot keep track of the number of towns and cities across the country being looted, set on fire, and destroyed. Rodida Sid says, Jeff, do you dance Le Mia? I have a vague remembering of this. To dance Le Mia. It was a big song of pop rap of some kind. Kim.com publishes a video montage of various explosions that were caused.
Wesh! Wesh!
So maybe it wasn't a Star Wars montage. Maybe it was actual fireworks right there.
What?
C'est quoi ce bordel, frère?
Dominant partie 2, cousin.
I am reproducing here a streaming moment of Nick Fuentes.
Je dis non, prenez pas. Moi, je rentre pas, je reste ici. Ça, c'est pour la
Ils ont sorti les gros moyens.
Ah oui.
Jeff, you should be in France fighting for your motherland. Are you insane? France has committed suicide. I flee from suicidal nations. I've made my decisions that this would happen 10 years ago. And I've made life choices that would keep me away from trouble like this. In fact, I'm in advance. Because this kind of riot hasn't made it to Canada. I'm ready to handle them when they come to Canada. So that is the strategy of my ancestors. They fled France because they knew something was wrong there, and they couldn't get what they wanted. They couldn't get a successful life, and they knew that being closer to nature and further away from civilization would protect them, and they made the right call. Because I'm alive right now, because my ancestor named Jean Gariepy decided to leave from France and come to Quebec in the 18th century, in 1730, something like this. So I did the same for my descendants, and I hope that my descendants will be alive in 200 years because I moved away from trouble. I'm not going to defend the homeland. Fuck the homeland. I gave it up years ago. All right, excellent montage here showing some videos that we had already seen and some that we hadn't seen. Africans in France burning down the largest public library in the city of Marseille. What else do we have? Allahu Akbar, we are Muslims, proud Muslims, we are not scared. Muslim extremists are part of the race riot in France, along with far-left extremists.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu
Akbar! On a pas peur. On est né musulmans, alhamdulillah. Si la police nous tue, on a le droit de tuer. C'est écrit dans le Coran.
He says, if police can kill us, we have the right to kill them. It's written in the Quran.
Voilà. Celui qui te tue, t'as le droit de le tuer.
Those who kill us, you have the right to kill them.
Eye
for an eye, thief for a thief.
Justice, pas de paix. C'est terminé pour vous, finito pipo.
It's over for you, finito people. But national police, everyone, you're all going down. It's not close to be over, it's gonna keep going. We will do worse than 2005. We will not stop. All right, so he appeared to be talking to perhaps a policeman or something like this. Justin, this was the most ridiculous, the most disconnected commentary on this came from President Macron, who blames social networks for riots in France, says authorities will take steps to remove sensitive content and to identify those who call for disorder on the platforms, and said that the situation was caused by bad parenting and computer games. Are we back to computer games cause violence? I mean, this is obvious to anyone who've been watching through the video. What we have is a racial revolution by people who have nothing to lose and who have everything to gain in destroying and looting. Let's call it for what it is. Computer games, they existed before and they didn't cause this racial revolution. What causes a racial revolution is if you have a bunch of people who are not, they don't have skin in the game in your society, and yet you've let them in your society and you've let them grow in number. And despite the warning signs, you have increased and increased the number on an ideological Marxist presupposition that if we create the circumstances for equality, everything is going to be all right. They're going to be assimilated. Well, no, they've not been assimilated. They hate us, and they're propagandized all day long to hate us further and hate society further. French protesters vandalized an Apple store in Strasbourg. The protesters are discussing, hey, come, we're entering in. And someone is resisting and is like, no, let's not do it. All right, destructions of stars again. Looting of the Zara in France. All right, and we have three more videos to watch. The mayor was attacked by rioters in Saint-Pierre-des-Corps. So they attack a car, and who comes out of it? The mayor of that town, and they recognize him. So they recognize, oh my God, coming out of the car that we just put on fire is the mayor of our town. Well, you get what you deserve to a certain extent. I mean, the mayors in France are absolutely leftist. They really cause much of that crap. I mean, this guy is getting a political crash course in diversity and acceptance. And the text here says, voilà, c'est le maire François, mort de rire, which means laughing my ass off. This is François the mayor. Total anarchy in France at the moment. The situation is worse than in 2005. Roads blocked by massive fires here. All right, and to finalize our analysis of the situation, try this one weird trick to turn your beautiful, successful country into a shithole in just two generations.
Come
So here, this is a case of a police who decides that he wants to go after a girl, one of the girl who shot something, who threw something, and so he decides to go in because he has a visual, you know, identification of her, and he thinks he can grab her, but then there are elements of resistance trying to protect her. So, in conclusion, to conclude the show tonight, I've said it for years that we were building up populations who are... the left is right, you know, on one thing. These populations are not benefiting fully from the system that we have built. They don't have the houses of boomers. They don't have the easy access to mortgage, easy access to marriage. They have been really dealt with a hand that was a losing hand. Now, that is not a reason to conclude, therefore, communism, or therefore, give them everything they want. But that is the situation. The situation is we had a very rewarding system that in the past that has rewarded the boomer generation with accumulation of wealth, with the ability for basically the working class men, just like my parents, to be able to acquire at least a home that they could give to their children. And then we had the modern society, where this has become impossible, where we're flowing migrants in, where we're spamming the market with low-skill workers, and they end up in lives that are really at the border of just functionality, of just maintenance, of paying the rent, paying the electricity, and then paying your food, and you're done. One could say, well, they were offered this, which is actually better than what they had in their country, which is precisely why they chose it. But still, it creates a situation in which you have a lot of stack of property in Western civilization. It's in the hands of a few. Now, not a few like Bernie Sanders mean it, not a few like the billionaires, a few like the boomers, like the people who have one house, two house, and the people who have a couple of cars, and the people who have nothing. The people who have nothing is growing and growing. And it's filled with poor people, migrants, people who don't have a reason to care about property because they won't ever have it. And it's not like our system allows the dream that eventually this will fix. It looks like this is the current setting for the next few decades. You're going to be renting your body for just maintaining life, for acquiring nothing that you can give to your children at the end, and barely making children, indeed, barely being capable of maintaining a family. So you end up with a lot of young people, mostly migrant populations, and they have no reason not to destroy, and therefore they will go there and destroy. White Tiger Kingdom sends $25. Thank you so much. He says, saw your Titan rant on Black Pilled. Epic. Yeah, that was epic. I've made it a clip, and it was very popular, this Twitter clip. And I will also be clipping the French Revolution part that I've done tonight, and you'll see it on my Twitter. Thank you very much, you guys, for the support tonight. You've been extremely generous. And for those who haven't had the chance to send a super chat, join our Patreon and our Subscribestar or our Backed By if you want to give monthly support to the show. We don't need massive amounts of money, but if you can give regular amounts of money, it will keep me going forever, and I will report on the news that CNN doesn't want you to hear.
Thank you.